Good evening. Welcome to. Good evening and welcome to the Moment of Empowerment. This is your radio host and facilitator, Apostle Myrtle Johnson. Thank you for joining me by way of Blog Talk Radio on this evening. Glory to God. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we choose right now to rejoice and to be glad in it. We just bless the wonderful name of Jesus on this evening. On today, I'm going to be talking to you about you've been in the wilderness long enough. It's time to go from bondage to freedom. Father God, it's in the name of Jesus that we bless you, we praise you, and we magnify your name, Lord God. We thank you that this, Lord God, will be a moment of empowerment for your people, God. We thank you right now, Lord God, that even as the people call in on this evening, that they will be blessed by what you want to release into the atmosphere. We bless you and we do praise your name in Jesus' name. Amen. You've been in the wilderness long enough, from bondage to freedom. On today, we're going to look at the book of Exodus, chapter number 19, verse number 1 through 6. The Bible says, on the third new moon, after the people of Israel had gone out of the land of Egypt, on that day they came into the wilderness of Sinai. They set out from Presidium and came into the wilderness of Sinai, and they camped in the wilderness. There Moses encamped before the mountain while Moses went up to God. The Lord called to him out of the mountain, saying, thus you say shall to the house of Jacob, and tell the people of Israel, you yourselves have seen what I do to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now, therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession among all the people, and for all the earth is mine, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the people of Israel. I heard the Lord saying on today, I have delivered you out of Egypt. I set you in a new place in me. Yet many are still wandering around in the wilderness. He delivered you from the Pharaohs in the land. He brought you out of bondage. Yet we still are not grateful for what the Lord has done. We wander in doubt. We wander in fear. We wander in unbelief. We wander complaining, murmuring, and still ungrateful for what the Lord has done. Remember, it was I, says the Lord, that continues to bless you over and over again. A lot of times in life, we find that situations, circumstances, conditions, and things that keep us in bondage. But God says to you on today, it is time that you go from bondage to freedom. I'm going to explain to you on this evening some terminology that was referring to the Egyptian bondage so that you can see how God is trying to take you from where you are to where he needs you to be. When you look at Egypt and exactly what does that mean to you in the present day, it is a life that is far away from God. It is a place of bondage where you typically would be separated from the divine will of God. Many have pharaohs who rise up in their life still on today. A pharaoh would represent the enemy who seeks to destroy us. That's the place in our life that wants to rule, govern, or control us, that causes us to be enslaved. Who then is Moses? Moses was a replica of Christ who was to lead the people out and away from bondage. Prophets of today who declare the word of God oftentimes still operate under a Moses mantle. The Red Sea. The crossing of the Red Sea represents specific times in places where God shows up in ways that only he can. It is here at the Red Sea that we make a conscious decision to receive everything that God has for us. When you make that decision on today to receive every blessing and every promise that the Lord has for you, also the place where God will destroy our enemies. That is that place where the breaking actually begins in our life, that the fullness of God can begin to come forth and manifest. Some are still in a desert. When you are in the desert, that's where time spent in learning and depending on God so that you can grow and develop. And so that the Lord can really search your heart to get those issues that are buried in their heart cleared up with God. Then, of course, there's the wilderness experience, the dark place where there's struggle, no directives from God. Yet it is the most critical place in our walk with God. Here in the wilderness, that is when you really have to learn to trust God. Your faith is critical when you are in the wilderness. When you are in the wilderness, that is that place in your life where you will either be made or you will break. For many, to be in the wilderness is simply a place of transition. But in order to master your place of wilderness, you've got to be able to persevere. You've got to be determined not to give up. Then there is the promised land. That is the place where the land of the blessing begins to flow in your life. After the struggles, after the journey, that's where you will ultimately settle and you can begin to walk in the manifestations of God. When God speaks to you, you can rest assured that a breaking will begin to happen. And when God speaks, you know that at that point, you don't have to worry about a thing anymore. I encourage you on today to faint not. When you think about not fainting, it simply means not giving up on God. Even when you feel that you're stuck right where you are, glory to God. When I faint not, when you're stuck in a situation, you may be heartbroken, you may be addicted to it, you may be disappointed, you may be at that place where you're just simply ungrateful, but it's in that place where your blessings are prolonged. You may be in damaged relationships, you may have be dealing with hurt, pain, illnesses, diseases, afflictions, things of that nature. Anything that will stop you from moving forward in God. So when we say that we get stuck, that's when you are encamped or you're lodged in the wilderness, like the Word of God was talking about in the book of Exodus, chapter number 19. It simply said that they were encamped in the wilderness. That simply means that they were stuck there. When you get stuck, that means that you are far from God. When you are stuck, that means that you're in bondage, you are trapped down, and you don't know how to get out. Sometimes in life, you find yourself going through cycles over and over again where continued chaos is in your life. When you are stuck, you are living without hope. When you are stuck, the opinions of others are what is determining your zeal to move forward in God. When you're stuck, that's when you're thinking that we don't need leadership. We don't honor leadership. We don't honor those that God placed over us. That simply lets you know that you're in bondage and you are stuck. The Bible says that you have to have respect for those that are in authority over you. Moses was in authority over the people of Egypt. He brought them out of bondage, yet still they did not respect what he was saying. That's why the Bible says, that when Moses had been up in the mountain and when he was on his way back down, the Lord told him, go and speak to the people what I've given unto you, and that's going to let them know with the surety that I'm going to do it. I'm paraphrasing it. But that's going to let them know with a surety that I'm going to bring them out. And I'm here to tell you on this evening that the Lord is going to bring you out. All you've got to do is believe and not give up. All you've got to do is keep pressing and moving forward in God, knowing that he is going to be the one that is going to give you the strength that you need in order to be able to make it. When you are stuck, that is when we want a microwave fix to our problem that we've been dealing with. We want God to fix it instantaneously. And praise God, sometimes he do it instantly. He can do it instantly. But there are other times where the Lord is trying to teach us something or he's trying to show us something in the midst of our struggle. He's trying to teach us how to persevere. He's teaching us and he's building our character. He's building our zeal with him. He's molding us and shaping us into the true servants that he really wants us to be. But so oftentimes we want to immediately get out of a thing. And when we immediately get out of a thing, we fail to learn the lesson that God wanted us to learn by him simply allowing us to go through that thing. As we leave even from the line on today, live away knowing and understanding that God has made you some promises. God wants you to be free. All he is saying to you is, faint not. Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't allow the situation or what you're going through determine your believing God that he's able to do it. But as he brings us out, he wants us to serve him. As he brings us out, he wants us to worship him. He wants to have communication with him as he brings us out. He promises to set us free and to restore us, according to the book of Joel. In the book of Joel, the Bible talks about how after years had passed of the cankerworms, the palmer worms, and the locusts just eating away at the blessings of the children of God, the people wanted to give up. But because they did not give up, God said, listen, I'm going to restore you. I'm going to give back to you everything that the enemy stole from you in your old season. Oh, God. God is saying even on this line on today, you may have lost some things in your old season. You may have gone through some struggles in your own season. You may have had to give up some things in your old season. You may have lost some stuff in your old season. But the Lord is saying on today, I'm getting ready to return back to you everything that you lost in your old season. Many have lost their joy in the old season. Many lost their peace in the old season. Some people's health deteriorated in the old season. Glory be to God. But God is saying on today that I am that I am. I'm able to deliver you. I'm able to bless you, and I am able to set you free and get you on your way. Be one thing that we can rest assured that the promises that God has for us are eternal. God is not going to make us a promise and give it to us and then take it away like Satan would do. But when God gives us a promise, we can rest assured that he is going to not change his mind concerning it unless we are disobedient or something on that line. In the book of Isaiah, the Bible says, those that wait upon the Lord, he says, I will renew your strength. You will mount up with wings as an eagle. You will run and not be weary. You will walk and not faint. Even on today, I decree and declare that the power of the Lord shall overtake you even while you are in your wilderness experience. I prophesy to your dry places. I prophesy to your lack on today. And I decree and declare that increase shall come. Everything that is stale in your life, I decree and declare, and I apostolically speak over it that a newness will come into you. I decree and declare that a fresh wind shall begin to blow into your life like never before, that you will be able to possess the blessings that the Lord has for you. I decree and declare that the door that looked like it was shut will be opened in your life, that you will be able to walk in the manifestations of God in your new season. Hallelujah. And just like the Bible was saying that God had promised that some things were going to begin to happen on the third day, it is now your third day. The third day is the beginning of the transition that's going to take place in your life. No longer lacking, no longer missing anything, and no longer broke. But God is saying on today that I am taking you from bondage to freedom. You've been in the wilderness long enough. Thank you for joining me on today by way of Blog Talk Radio. This is your host and conference facilitator, Apostle Myrtle Johnson. Join me every Tuesday evening at 6:30 p.m. for the Moment of Empowerment. Share with your friends and invite others to come on and to receive from the Lord. Once again, every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. by Blog Talk Radio. Do be blessed until next time. Know that Jesus is Lord.